are going to be reflected in verse 45 of Daniel 11. And you just can't do it. There's no logic to that. Whereas if you hold to the pioneer position that verse 36 is not describing a different king in the narrative, but it's just a further explanation of the papal power as the pioneers understood it, then you march through the verses, the following verses 37, 38, and 39, and 40, and you come to verse 40, and the latter part of verse 40 in the time period of Uriah Smith, Ellen White, and the pioneers was still future. The pioneer position brings you to verse 40 that begins, and at the time of the end, and they would say that was 1798. It brings you to 1798, but the events in verse 40 that follow 1798, the pioneers would say, we're unsure what those are because they haven't happened yet. Therefore, from the pioneer analysis of those verses, you have verse 40, the last part of it, 41, 42, 43, 44, and 45, as the final fulfillment of Daniel 11 that Sister White was pointing forward to, and therefore the pattern that she points to in verse 30 to 36 is very easily aligned with those six verses, where it's impossible to align them with verse 45, as does Uriah Smith suggests that that's what we should do. Now, recently, I've had this conviction that I'm going to share here for quite a while about Bible prophecy, and recently a friend of mine and I have been discussing this particular understanding of Bible prophecy, and I've shared it before, but I want to mention it here again. From my understanding, and maybe there's a better way to articulate this understanding, but this is the best I can do. From my understanding, one of the things that has happened in Adventism through the last 150 years is that we have come to identify prophecy as a doctrine. We have our fundamental doctrines as Seventh-day Adventists that we share through Bible studies and evangelistic series to the world, and the doctrines are sound. State of the Dead, Sabbath, Second Coming of Christ, the Sanctuary, all those are doctrines that are truths. And prophecy, unfortunately, through this time period of the Laodicean Church,